You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we will be talking about the wrong pastimes, okay? There's a lot of people that will tell you what to do, like, you know, read books and study before you go to bed, or, you know, do all the stuff, plan for the day after. I actually say all those things myself, but today I wanted to talk about the things that most people don't talk about, which are watching TV or getting obsessed over sports or binge watching Netflix. So let's get started. But before we do, please share this podcast with someone that you know has been slacking on their dreams, on their aspirations, and basically on all the promises that they made to themselves. Because at the end of the day, it is about the promises you make to yourself when you're trying to start a business or quit a job you don't like. Because if you don't care about these things yourself, who will, right? All right, point number one, watching the news over and over again is a waste of time and it will feed your negativity. Okay, now this is super important. We know already the concept of ratings, and we already know that majority of the news channels will give you as many negative news as possible because people want to feel like they stay safe, right? So in people's minds, if they hear about the latest coronavirus news or the war news or whatever negative news there is out there, if they know about it, they feel like they're being safer, right? Because they can take their necessary precautions. Now, that could be good if you listen to one thing once, okay, and then you move on to your normal life, you keep on studying, working, doing great things, and being positive. But unfortunately, most channels, most news channels are, you know, like especially 24 hours channels, they are set up so that you can sit down and watch the same thing over and over again for hours on end. So if you find yourself in that situation, holding the remote in your hand and really turning off your brain, basically, and listening to someone else telling you these news, stop as soon as possible and go back to doing something productive, all right? Point number two, getting obsessed over sports on TV will stop you from walking your own path to greatness. Now, first off, guys, I want to make sure that you understand that I love sports myself. I do physical activities every single day, and even when I didn't, I still enjoyed a good game of soccer, of hockey, of basketball, baseball, whatever. Now, there's a huge difference between enjoying watching a sport and getting obsessed over someone else's life, someone else's ability to play well a sport, right? So there's a lot of people out there, they will sacrifice their own business, their own life, their own job, their family to watch games. And that's where I draw the line. That's when I tell all my coaching clients to draw the line. Because again, if you get obsessed to anything else that is not about your life and about getting better and having a more successful and a more pleasant life, you will fall behind. And when you fall behind, you know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to start being negative. You're going to start getting stressed out, anxious, a bit depressed. And then it's just a downward spiral from there. Point number three, binging on Netflix is a way to numb your dreams and forget about your life's problems. Now, I say Netflix, of course, that's not the only app out there that streams endless hours of movies and TV shows. But if you find yourself sitting again in front of the computer, or in this case, in front of your TV or in front of your laptop screen, just make sure to do it in a mindful way. Set a timer. Tell yourself, hey, I'm going to watch Netflix for the next 90 minutes, let's say, and after that, I'm going to go back to maybe reading a book, listening to a podcast, going for a walk, speaking to my wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, kids, whatever. Do something that can be a bit more positive, basically. Now, the fourth point here is too much social media will make you feel like you're not good enough. And a lot of people have messaged me about this in the past because I always tell people about the dangers of social media, and people say, well, De Niro, you have an entire social media account that you post three times a day, and people go on and on trying to prove me wrong. But reality is very simple, guys. I only follow less than 100 people on social media.
All right. So with that said, I followed that little people because I just want to make sure that when I go on social media, my feed doesn't, you know, capture my attention for an hour. All right. I can scroll through my feed within probably 10, 15 minutes. I'm done for the day. I move on to something else and I keep on posting on social media because that is part of my marketing. Basically, it's part of my marketing. De Niro B and my entire personal brand is based on Instagram and on my podcast, right? And on my website, of course. But other than that, I am the first one to tell you guys, if you find yourself on social media for longer than an hour, 2 hours a day, be careful. There are so many other things that you could be doing with your time that will bring your life forward in the best possible way. Now, with this said, I wanted to end this short episode with one suggestion. If you have a secondary activity, right, a go-to activity that you can do when you catch yourself getting lost in this cycle, and you already know what that is, you can simply revert back to that activity right away. The problem arises when people don't know what to do. When you sit down and you have basically nothing else to do in your calendar and you get stuck watching TV for too long or watching the news for too long, what's gonna happen is you're gonna feel like you should be doing something else, but you don't know what you should be doing, right? So again, plan your day well. Leave as many white spots empty on your calendar as possible, right? Empty spots in your calendar will mean that you're gonna be winging it. And most times when you wing it, you're gonna do unproductive things. So always have a go-to activity that you can revert back to when you feel like you are slacking and you're doing one of these things that we just talked about. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.